Dr. D'Souza dictating on Frank Worth, W-I-R-T-H, Worth, W-I-R-T-H, Frank, F-R-A-N-K. Date of birth is 7-16-66. Date of visit 9-7-22. Please make copy for Beth Patel, ARNP. Beth, B-E-T-H, B as in boy. Patel, P-A-T-E-L, Patel. ARNP, date of consult 9-7. Next paragraph. Dear Beth, thank you for sending Frank Worth for primary evaluation. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is shortness of breath and occasional cough with a history of COVID-19 pneumonia. Next paragraph is present illness. This is a let's see, this is a 56-year-old obese white male with a history of COVID-19 pneumonia in August of last year, had severe pneumonia with hypoxemic respiratory failure, which was treated with intubation and mechanical ventilation. Also required a tracheostomy and prolonged ventilator support. The patient was treated with multiple antibiotics, IV steroids, and bronchodilators, and was seen by the infectious disease service, and was gradually weaned off the ventilator. And was in rehab for more than a month. The patient had recovered significantly by the end of 2021, and he has been experiencing some shortness of breath and chest tightness, and also had neuropathy of all his extremities. He had no recent chest x-ray. But chest x-ray on 10/26 showed a cardiomegaly and mild prominence of the interstitial markings. The patient did use a Ventolin inhaler PRN, and he also has been on inhaled steroid. His chest CT in August of 21 showed extensive ground glass infiltration and interstitial prominence. Presently, he has gained weight and has trouble sitting in one position since he had a history for sacral decubitus ulcers, which had slowly healed but still somewhat active. He has no fevers or chills or night sweats. Next paragraph, past history includes history of COVID-19 pneumonia with prolonged respiratory failure and mechanical ventilator support. History of sacral decubitus ulcer with debridement and multiple surgical procedures. And he has had a tracheostomy and PEG tube placement, which have been reversed. He has no hypertension or diabetes, but has peripheral neuropathy. Next, period of allergies, none listed. Next, habits of patient that night, smoking. Alcohol use, none recently. Next, family history, father had liver disease. And mother died of old age. Next, paragraph, review of systems, the patient has gained weight, has dizzy attacks, post-nasal drip, cough, wheezing, shortness of breath. He has no fevers, night sweats, chills, no hemoptysis. He has no nausea, vomiting, and denies urinary symptoms, denies leg or calf muscle pain, but has arm pain, hand pain, and stiffness from neuropathy, occasional chest pains, and he has muscle stiffness and joint pains. He has numbness to the extremities and some memory loss. Denies skin rash nor itching. Next, med list included clonopin 1 mg HS, hydrocodone 10 mg Q6 PRN, amlodipine 5 mg Styli, losartan 100 mg Styli, protonix 40 mg Styli, gabapentin 300 mg BID. ProAir inhaler 2 puffs PRN and Symbicort 160 micrograms 2 puffs BID. Next, physical exam. This obese middle-aged white male is alert, face was flushed. He has no peripheral edema or lymphadenopathy. Blood pressure 145 by 80. Pulse is 90, respiration 16, temperature 97, to weight is 270 pounds, saturation 96. HENT had nomocephalic pupils reactive and equal. Thing is, my throat was mildly injected, he has no inflammation. Next, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement. And the scar of previous tracheostomy. No lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with percussion note resonant throughout. Breath sounds diminished at the periphery. Scattered wheezes in the upper lung, feels no crackles. Heart, the heart sounds are regular, S1 and S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, obese, without masses, no organomegaly. The bowel sounds are active. Extremities. No edema, no calf tenderness, reflexes 1+ with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves are grossly intact, skin no lesions. Next, paragraph, impression number 1. History of COVID-19 pneumonia and chronic dyspnea. Number 2 is reactive Arvise disease. Number 3, peripheral neuropathy. Number 4, interstitial lung disease. And number 5 is sacral decubitus ulcer. Next paragraph. Plan, the patient was advised to get a complete pulmonary function study, CT chest without contrast, and advised to continue with Symbicort 160 micrograms 2 puffs BID. We'll also use an albuterol inhaler 2 puffs QID PRN for shortness of breath. And advised to lose weight. and suggested that he go for a sleep study, but he refused. A follow-up visit we arranged here in approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Beth Patel, ARNP. BETH Patel.